Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Audible is offering listeners a 30-day trial. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free 30-day trial. You get to select any book that you want on there and listen to it. They have books on there about breadcrumbing, love bombing, why did they lose interest, dating, relationship, any kind of book you're interested in and want to learn about, okay? You could listen to it in your car or if you're on the bus or the train. So go to my podcast description for the link at tinyurl.com/askyaznow and start your free trial. Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable, and I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to podcast about why you can't get over your ex or why you keep thinking about your ex. This is such a common problem for a lot of people that are going through breakups. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit, and I'm going to tell you the reasons why you're going through this and suggest what you could do to try to help yourself so that you don't keep obsessing about your ex and thinking about them all the time, okay? I'm going to tell you right off the bat, if you keep thinking about your ex or you can't get over your ex, most likely it's because you're bored or you have nothing happening right now in your life, or maybe you're not having much luck in the dating world. So when we don't have much going on in our lives, we tend to look back on our past and fantasize and romanticize about our past relationships because we're in a situation where we're not in a better relationship or we're not happy about our situation of being single. So you're going to think back and you're going to think about all the good things that you had with that person. But what you need to do is you have to start thinking about all the negative things that went on when you were with that person. Okay? You know, you have to think about the reasons that you broke up. I mean, maybe they hurt you badly. You know, you have to think maybe they left you for someone else. So now your ego is hurt and you keep wondering, what does she have that you don't have? Or what does he have that you don't have? You have to remember, not everybody is for everybody, okay? You might still be living in a fantasy about the relationship and only be thinking about the romantic parts. I want you to focus on the negative and think about, you know, what you were arguing about and think about, you know, when you were arguing with that person, were you really listening to what that person was saying? You know, you have to be on the same page when you start a relationship. If you're not on the same page and you don't want the same things, it's going to eventually break down. You know, you may be thinking about your ex because you were together for a long time. So, you know, now you're in a situation where you have a change in your life, you know, where let's say you spent 10 years or more with that person and now it's a transition. You're going through a transition period. Maybe you're living on your own now. Maybe you're living in another city. Maybe, you know, you're doing things that you normally didn't do and it's uncomfortable for you. So now you're thinking back to your past relationship and thinking, you know, oh, you know, I wish my life was like that again. So, you know, the other thing you have to think about is a lot of times you think about your ex and it's not so much that you miss your ex, but the feeling that you had with your ex. Maybe you were going out a lot. You were having a lot of good times. Maybe you were hanging out with their friends and you miss that aspect of it. There could be other aspects of the relationship that you're missing and not so much your specific relationship with that person. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I had a girlfriend who was dating a guy in another city and she was thinking about her ex and, you know, how she missed him so much. But when she told me later, she said, you know, I think I missed more just going to the city and being around his friends and hanging out with his friends and all the good times that we had, more so than specifically him. Like, it got her away from where she was living and she enjoyed those little, you know, travel excursions. So you really have to think about that, you know. Are you missing your ex so much, or are you missing your life that you were living when you were with your ex? Okay. The other thing is you have to think a lot too about, you know, your relationship, how it was. If you were fighting a lot, you know, was he distant? If he was distant, then obviously there was something that was bothering him in the relationship, or he could have had an interest in somebody else, or she could have had an interest in somebody else. It goes both ways, you guys. So remember, you broke up for a reason. Your ex is your ex for a reason. Always remember that, okay? You have to think about the relationship with your head and not your heart, because your heart will put you back into the relationship where you were going nowhere and you'd be unhappy again. Maybe your ex didn't want a formal commitment or to get married. You know, maybe if they could let you go, then they weren't as vested into the relationship as you were or valued you. Or, you know, maybe they just liked having a lot of different partners. You have to keep that in mind. You know, that's why when you first start going out with somebody, you have to take it slow. You don't be completely vested in the relationship until you know that that person is 100% vested as much as you are, and that you both are on the same page and you want the same things. You really have to look at it through a microscope at, you know, why did this relationship break down? And then you have to stop glamorizing about it and thinking about, oh, the romantic parts about it, and start thinking about the negative aspects of it, okay? Because most of the time we think about our exes, it's because we don't have much going on in our lives at the current time, and we're looking back at all the good times that we had with our ex. But you have to remember something. You may be going through a transition period, but eventually you will meet somebody. Eventually, everybody generally meets somebody. It's just you have to go through that uncomfortable period. And I guarantee you, when you meet somebody that sparks your interest and who you start to like, you're not going to be thinking about your ex, trust and believe, okay? When you meet somebody else that really sparks an interest, you're going to be looking back and say, what was I thinking? To even, that person's going to become so unimportant, okay? And you have to remember too, if you were with your ex for a long time, you know, you're also mourning that period of your life as well. Like,
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Let's say you broke up, you got divorced. you know, you're mourning the period that you had. It was a part of your life. So it's not so much that you're missing your ex, you're missing your life that you had at that time. You know what I'm trying to say? It's going to take time, but you have to, like I said, you have to look at it very realistically why you broke up. The bottom line is this: for whatever reason you broke up, all right, and maybe they didn't value you, so be happy that they didn't commit to you if you were looking for a commitment, so that you weren't all in with somebody that wasn't all in as well. And like I said, as time goes by, things will get easier. You need to give it time. When you start to get those thoughts of your ex, I want you to think about what they did to you to cause the breakup, or if they didn't do anything specific to cause the breakup, you know, how the two of you were really incompatible. So you have to, you know, think about these things, and you have to take it slow, and you have to force yourself to move forward in your life. Instead of looking back, you have to look forward, and you have to think about your future, and you should be focusing on, okay, what kind of partner am I looking for, and where would I find a person like that that would compliment me and would want the same things that I want out of life? So the other big, big thing you have to remember is that you could love somebody, but just because you love somebody, it doesn't necessarily mean you should be in a relationship with them, okay? Like, I have a lot of guy friends that I love as friends, but I could never be in a relationship with a lot of them because I know how they are. A lot of them are players, so I wouldn't even bother trying to have a relationship with them. So I know not to take it to the next level and try to have a relationship with somebody like that, because I know the type of people they are and what they like. They like variety, and that wasn't what I was looking for. So you have to know, you know, initially when you start out with somebody, you know, in the future, you have to make sure that you are on the same page so you don't get disappointed down the road, okay? And you have to look at the relationship realistically and say to yourself, okay, why did we break up? What were the reasons that we broke up? Now, if you feel like, well, you know, I gave my all, I did everything for this person, and, you know, they just walked out on me, or, you know, we were just fighting a lot. Well, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you weren't compatible. All right. And that's how you have to look at it. And for whatever reason you broke up for a reason. All right. So it wasn't working, because if it was working, you would still be together with that person. And stop fantasizing that you miss your ex and start saying to yourself, you know what? This was a red flag, because that person could have dragged on with you a lot longer and wasted your time, and you could have invested even more time with that person, months, years, or whatever, and really been upset once you came out of the relationship. So that's how you have to look at it. Whatever your situation is, you have to say to yourself, okay, your ex is your ex for a reason. I keep thinking about them, but why am I thinking about them? I'm thinking about them, why? Because maybe I'm thinking about the good times I had with them. Maybe I'm thinking about the great sex I had with them. Maybe I'm thinking about the places I went with them. But then you have to remember, if it was so great, why did you break up? Okay? Don't think about all the wonderful things that you had with that person. Think about the negative things. Instead of feeling sad, start to get angry, especially if you feel that you were 100% vested and they weren't, okay? And you deserve better than that. And don't sell yourself short to somebody that isn't as much vested into a relationship as you are. And make that a lesson learned, that when you get involved in your next relationship, you're going to make sure, before you give that person your all, that they're as much in on the relationship as you are, okay? And remember, it's not always about you. You know, sometimes we get involved with people that are, you know, messed up mentally, all right? That don't know what they want and are confused. So you have to do a lot of soul searching. And especially when you meet somebody, you really have to, you know, like I say all the time, you have to look at their track records. Maybe they've done this with other women in their past relationships. Maybe they've dated them for a year and then they dumped them. Or maybe they're a womanizer or a cheater. Or maybe they fought in their old relationships. If you look at their old relationships, that's how they're going to treat you most of the time, 9 times out of 10, okay? So think back, okay? Because if you're sitting there romanticizing and missing your ex, it's because you don't have anything going on right now. And what you should focus on is trying to change your life so that you do have something going on, you know, either dating or getting to know other people or making friends. Get your life moving so that you don't keep looking back on your past. That's what you need to do. And like I said, you know, you got to kind of like, I hate to say it, but you kind of have to toughen up. And as time goes on, you're going to get stronger. Trust me, you're going to get stronger as time gets on. And some people may say, well, you know, it's been 3 years and I'm still thinking about my ex. Well, what's going on in your life right now? Do you have anybody that you're really romantically into? Probably not. Okay, so you're thinking about your ex. Or maybe you're unhappy. You know, you don't want to be alone and be single. So you're thinking about your ex. You know, you have to think about why you're thinking about your ex. Like, what's going on in your life now? If you better your life now, you're not going to be thinking about your ex. Trust and believe. If you have things going on in your life and you're happy about your situation of who you're dating or your life being single or who you're with now even, you will not be thinking about your ex in any kind of like, you know, stressing over them in that way whatsoever. Okay, you guys? So keep that in mind, all right? You know, remember, value yourself. If you're a good person and you've done everything you could do, don't let anybody, you know, bring you down. All right. There'll be somebody else out there that will appreciate you and value you for who you are. Okay. Just give it time. Give it time. Everybody says get busy. I know everybody hates hearing that. Get busy, right? But it's this, you have to understand, you have to go through that transition period in order to get to that better place. And once you get to that better place, your ex is going to be insignificant, okay? And you're not going to be stressing them. So you have to say to yourself, okay, you know what? I'm going to think of ways that I could better my life and make myself happy so that I don't think about this person from my past. I have to think of ways, things that are going to make me happy. You know, you have to kind of go outside your comfort zone and maybe talk to people, make friends, join different clubs and organizations to get yourself socially active. And once you start, you know, mixing with a lot of different people and talking to a lot of people and you get things going, you're not going to be thinking about your ex as much. Okay. And eventually, like I said, if you're really open to meet somebody, eventually you're going to meet somebody that you're going to like, and you're not going to be thinking about this person anymore. Okay. I hope that helps. Remember, your ex is your ex for a reason. Look forward. Don't look back. And have a great night. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button. Have a great night, you guys.